Well, let me ask you something. Have you ever finished a presentation and realized no one really understood your idea?
Or worse, they understood it, but they didn't care.
That's a real problem, Matthew. In business, it's not enough to speak English. You need to communicate clearly, confidently, and persuasively.
That's so true, Johnny, because a good presentation can win a client, but a bad one can kill a deal in 5 minutes.
Oh, Matthew, today we are going to fix that.
You're going to learn how to structure your ideas, sound professional, and actually keep people engaged.
Oh, first, we will listen to a fictional situation, a fictional dialogue.
That's right. And then we're going to break down the language so you can use it in real business presentations. So let's get started. You're listening to the TrainLang podcast, your place to learn English. And don't forget, you can get a free class with the link in the description. Or if you visit trainlang.com, you can learn English with the best online school. Okay, Johnny, are
Oh,
you ready for this?
yes, let us start our fictional dialogue then. Just two colleagues presenting to a client. So let's see. Vamos a ver qué tal lo hacemos, Matthew.
Vamos para
Si no
allá.
nos despiden, you're fired after the presentation.
Oh,
All right. So, okay, are you ready?
as ready as I can be, let's do this.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here today.
Today, we're going to present our strategy for improving your online sales.
Let me walk you through the main points.
First, we'll look at your current performance. Then, we'll identify key areas for improvement. And finally, we'll present our recommendations.
Well, as you can see on this slide, your conversion rate has dropped in the last 3 months.
Oh, Johnny, you're going a bit fast.
Sorry, let me slow down. Okay, the key point here is that traffic is increasing, but conversions are not.
Exactly. This means there's a problem in the user experience.
Well, moving on the next slide.
Wait, maybe we should explain that a bit more.
Okay, right. What this means is that users are visiting your website, but they are not completing the purchase.
Now, from a business perspective, this represents a missed opportunity.
So, to sum up, we believe that improving the checkout process could increase your revenue significantly.
Thank you for your attention. Any questions so far?
All right, very good.
Oh,
Okay.
I don't think
Well,
that
it
was too
was. No, it wasn't too
bad.
bad. No. But you were right. No, just that's one of the problems. Maybe in a presentation, you get nervous, and then suddenly you start to speak too fast, or try to sweat
It
because of
happens
the
to all of us.
presentation. That's right. Or maybe moving from one slide to the other, maybe you haven't just really explained everything, and then you move too fast from one slide to the other. No, so those problems are real problems in a presentation.
They're common mistakes. You're right,
That's
Johnny.
right.
Okay, well, listen, let's have a look at the dialogue. Let's break it down a little bit to see what we heard, because this is exactly how real business presentations sound. First of all, we've got, as you can see on the slide, if you're watching, structure of a presentation, and we have four key points. Number one, the opening. Then number two, develop the main points. Number three, really important, a clear explanation. And then at the end, you want to make sure the conclusion is strong. Now, from the dialogue, we had a few of these demonstrated. For example, Johnny, you said, "Let me walk you through the main points." Well, this technique is called signposting, and it just helps the people who are listening, your audience, to follow the ideas.
Fantastic. I like this sentence. Now let me walk you through. No, it's not like saying that proves you have a deep English, a good English, a real English for business. So some key expressions also that we got here. Let's look to introducing ideas, or for example, with a sentence like, let me walk you through. This is one we mentioned, no? Oh, today we are going to. Also explain the visuals, maybe slides or something, if you are using visual aids. So as you can see on this slide, that's a good sentence. No? Or for example, highlighting some key ideas. No, the key point here is, or what this means is, then also you have some transitions. No? If you want to make a transition between one point to another, no, moving on to, or now we are going to consider this. And then the conclusion, a sentence like, well, to sum up. No, we use this also at the end of this example.
Yeah, they're really useful phrases, Johnny, and I think easy to remember. Okay, a few more for our listeners. I'd like to highlight when you want people to focus on your main point. We've got it there on the slide. Good, thank you. This leads us to a nice linking phrase to connect your ideas. One important thing to note is, we talked about signposting ideas, that could be a phrase from our analysis or in practical terms.
Fantastic, very good. So also we have maybe just something else that we can use. For example, just focusing on the grammar, we could say, no? Using model verbs. Model verbs will give us confidence. So for example, if you say something that like, this will increase sales, no? Or this can improve performance. No, this model verbs can help you with this. And then just also having a little bit more professional tone, like, well, this will solve everything, instead of saying this, which sounds a little bit strange. No, you can say something like, this could improve results, or this may help increase efficiency. So yeah, that's a little bit the point. No, we want to, queremos suavizar un poquito el mensaje, no? Sonar más profesionales en inglés.
Ah, very good, Johnny. That's nice. Okay. Now, Johnny, you mentioned earlier some of the common problems, and we had an example in our imaginary situation of speaking too fast. So it's really common. We all do it. And it gives the feeling that we're nervous. And also, it makes it more difficult for people to understand what we're saying.
That's right. Very good. Okay, so let us move then just to a quick challenge. How would you say in English, voy a explicaros los puntos principales?
Okay, so write your answer in the comments. And of course, try to make it sound as professional as you can. Hey, if you're enjoying this B-Pod, please don't forget to like and subscribe.
Yeah, and if you're enjoying this episode, well, visit our website, trainland.com, to improve your English with a 100% effective method and a very complete e-learning platform. Or, as you can see here, you have a QR which can get you to a free class. So use it and get that free class to start learning with us.
Sounds good, Johnny. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about business English mistakes. What makes a presentation really effective is because people understand clearly the ideas you want to present, but most people don't fail because of their English.
So it's they fail because how they present, no? So let us see then some common presentation mistakes. Well, one of the biggest mistakes is starting without a strong opening.
Wow, Johnny, that's so important. If you don't get people's attention in the first 10 seconds, they're going to disconnect.
Yeah. And another one, maybe it's too much information.
Exactly. If you try to explain everything, your audience remembers nothing.
That's a good point. And also, another one, not just reading from slides.
It's a classic, Johnny. The slides are there to give you support, but not to be a script.
That's right. And then just another one, maybe having too much text.
Okay, another classic mistake, because if people are reading, they're not listening to you.
That's right. And then a final one, another mistake, is just a poor structure.
Yeah, if it's not easy to follow and logical, then your audience will get lost. Okay, good. Now, something interesting. Even if your presentation structure is good, your English could still damage your credibility.
Yeah, especially small mistakes that seem minor, but sound unprofessional. So, for example, being too direct. No, if you say something like, "Well, send me the report."
Yeah, sounds a little aggressive. Maybe better to be a bit indirect. No, could you please send me the report? Okay, another one. Translating directly from your mother tongue, your first language. Example, I am agree.
I am agree. Oh. Very good. Estoy de acuerdo. Yo estoy de acuerdo. I am agree.
Oh.
That's why I don't say, you would say something like, I agree. Remember, no, yeah. In English, no utilizamos ahí el verbo ser o estar. Okay, then also another problem could be using the wrong tone. Sometimes people sound too informal. So you would never say in a meeting something like, "Hey guys, I want to show you something."
Yeah, it's just too informal. You're right, Johnny. Better to be professional and say, "Hello everyone, I'd like to present."
That's fine.
Okay, good. Johnny, let's talk about pronunciation, because it's also really important in our presentation. If people don't understand you, then the message is lost.
Good. Okay, a classic example. Execute. Oh, right, no, you don't want to execute anyone. Executive, no? So if you stress the wrong syllable, then it can sound terrible, really.
It's true, totally, totally. Another one, a classic maybe, is presentation. Okay, sounds easy, but we could get confused, and sometimes it comes out like presentate, which doesn't actually exist.
Okay, another point, no, just word stress. This really matters, no? So, for example, with the word personnel and not personal, no? So then just if you are talking about personnel at the company, no, don't make it personal, because if you say it wrong, then the meaning changes.
It does, and it's so easy to make that mistake. So the communication continues, but you don't look very professional if you make these kinds of mistakes. Another example, I look forward to hear from you. I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, that's why, no? And then remember, very important, because this, it might happen with some Spanish words, especially just when we talk about certain words, no, that don't add an S, like, for example, adding an S where you shouldn't, like, for example, information, no, but not informations, no? So, or advices, no, you don't add an S, you don't add a plural to this type of words.
Yeah, good, Johnny. Another big problem is unclear sentences. Maybe if you've, I don't know, used ChatGPT to create your presentation and it's just a bit too long or a bit too complex.
So short sentences equal better communication.
Totally, totally. So our practical tips, these really work. Keep your message simple. Focus on maybe two or three key ideas. Try to use clear language and speak slowly.
Yes, and pause. Pause make you sound confident.
That's so true. And if you work globally, then it's even more important.
Yeah, because communication style changes by culture.
So true. Johnny, for example, in the UK, it's maybe polite, indirect language. In the US, it's a bit more dynamic, energetic. And in Asia, it's important to be formal and structured.
So you need more than English. You need business communication awareness.
Whoa, okay, next level. So our final takeaway points. A great presentation is not about being able to speak perfect English.
No, it's not. It's about clarity, structure, tone, and confidence. So, Matthew, let us go then just to the little sentence we left to our listeners. That was, voy a explicaros los puntos principales. How would you say this, not in a general English, but maybe making it sound a little bit more business-like English?
Oh, Johnny, well, you used a great expression at the beginning. There it is, if you're viewing. Let me walk you through the main points.
Very good. Okay. If you say something like, I will explain the principal points, okay, that sounds clear, but it's not maybe just business-like minded English, which doesn't sound so professional. Okay, so question for interaction. Tell us, how do you usually prepare before giving a presentation in a second language? It could be English, it could be Chinese, or any other business language that you might use at your work. So please, let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to hear. And what's the hardest part? What do you find the hardest? Is it speaking confidently or organizing your ideas? Or maybe at the end, if you have to answer questions? Well, put your answer in a question in English, please, in the comments. We'd love to hear. Very good. Okay, so what have we seen today? Well, we talked about a lot of things. How to structure your presentation, how to use professional expressions, and avoiding common mistakes.
Very good. And in our next episode, we will learn negotiation and closing deals in English. Wow, amazing. This is going to be a fantastic...
I'm looking forward to that one, Johnny. That's going to be good. Okay. Bueno, chicos, prueba una clase privada gratuita, if I can say it, con nosotros. Te garantizamos que tenemos los mejores profes y la mejor plataforma de learning o e-learning, porque, claro, somos la mejor academia online de idiomas. Escríbenos al link de la descripción o al QR que tenemos aquí. Ahí lo ves. Estás a un clic de hablar como nativo.
Muy bien, ¿eh? Así que compone ahí en nuestros slides. Si quieres saber qué necesitas para avanzar más rápido, pues bueno, escanea este QR. And start speaking English with confidence in real business situations. Well, Matthew, what a pleasure just to do this podcast with you. Nos vemos en la próxima, amigos.
Bye-bye.